Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Let's get to something really positive, though. Kids, did you know that you wanted to have kids?
My whole life, I'm an only child, so you know, being in the group was nice to have brothers. They're all dead and gone now. It's just me. Oh, the world is ending. It's been great to have one younger brother, three older brothers. But I've always wanted to be a dad. Like, that to me always seemed like the greatest job in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have brothers, but do you ever think that you would have only girls?
Like, yeah, that's a blessing and a curse. That's God smiting me for sure for all my indiscretions through my life. A little bit, you know, because I know what boys are like, especially boys like me, you know, back in the day. So,
That's a good song title right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Boys like me. Mm-hmm.
Boys like me just wanted to braid their hair.
When we had Elliot. I was good because, again, I'm an only child. She was very independent growing up. She was, you know, she had her friends, but she was very independent, which is the way I was. And then Rochelle and I were pretty much at the finish line of saying, okay, we're good with just one. And then I got it. I got the baby fever and I was like, let's do one more, even numbers. Makes it easier.
Yeah, it's better for theme parks.
Better for a lot of things, you know. And then literally, I was in a meeting, and Rochelle called me, and she kept calling me. I'm like, I'm in a meeting. I can't talk right now. Just tell me later. She's like, okay, whatever. It's a girl. And I screamed bloody murder in a room full of all these Japanese men in business suits when I was first starting my nail polish line, looking for investors and these guys and whatnot. And these guys were like, what is happening right now? Why is this man screaming in our office? And that's when we found out we're going to have Lyric. And those two are my everything. They are two peas in a pod. The pandemic really, they were kind of forced to have to be in each other's skin 24/7 for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they are just the best of friends, man. It's the best.
Cutest, so sweet. Your family is so amazing.
Have you done artwork of yours yet?
No. I have not.
Yeah, because yeah,
I was waiting for them to grow a little bit. They look like just
elderly
blobs.
The two amazing pieces you did for us, they're both not even a year old.
True. You know that. I know, and those are really cute.
Yeah, he does it for others and not me.
Well, you never asked, Lance.
Well, you're not supposed to ask. You're just supposed to know.
Yeah,
that's what a husband does.
And that's gonna be a fun car ride later, isn't it? I'm sorry, my bad. Good job, AJ. Good job.
Got to touch on Elliot because you know. A lot of people are confused why she would change her name. And you have been a very vocal ally for the LGBTQ community. And we got to talk about RuPaul. We have so much to talk about. Oh, my God. So explain to everyone why she wanted to change her name.
Yeah. So Ava is her birth name. Ava James, mini AJ. Mm-hmm. She's been in professional dance now for, gosh, since she was about three.
She's like a competitor.
Both my girls are in straight competitive dance now. Like, it's the most grueling schedule I've ever seen for prepubescent kids. Oh, yeah. It's nuts. Moms, it's like, what the hell, man? I thought my schedule was crazy, but dude, no. But so there was, I think there was two Avas at school and like three Avas at dance. And she just felt like she wanted to be more of an individual. And she felt like it's too common of a name, even though in my opinion, it's not. But whatever she wants to do, I'm going to support both my girls. Doesn't matter what comes out of their mouth. So she got it from Pete's Dragon, Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the name came from. And then she always makes it a point to say it's Elliot with two T's.
Yes.
Because there is one T and there's two T's. Uh-huh. There is another Elliot at her school with one T. It has been a little conflicting with like doctors because, you know, all of her doctors on file, it's Ava. Mm-hmm. So I'll show up to a doctor's appointment with her or like I just took her to the dentist last week and they couldn't find her in the system. And I'm like, we have an appointment. And is it Ava? I'm like, yeah, it's Ava, but it's Elliot. She wants to be called Elliot. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, okay, well, do you want us to switch it? I'm like, if you want to, it's fine. So So now we're starting to, like, her teachers know to call her Elliot. Mm-hmm. It almost had a domino effect. Then Lyric wanted to change her name. Oh, and I'm like, no.
I want to be cool, too.
It took me, like, 3 months, four months to actually consistently call Ava Elliot. And Lyric wanted to change hers to Ava at first. And I'm like, no.
That's way too confusing.
Then she wanted to go to, I think August was another name that she wanted. Yeah. And I'm like, you're Lyric, Elliot, let your sister have her thing. Mm-hmm. So now it's Elliot and Lily. Mm-hmm. Lily's her new nickname now. So
now, did you first think, okay, are we going to have a trans conversation right now with my very young daughter? And how does that even go down?
My wife's the one that told me about it, and I was in the studio, and my wife called me on the way home, and she told me, hey, just so you know, XYZ, and I was like, no, wait, this wasn't a discussion, and at first, I was kind of a dick about it, like, I was like, why, no, I'm not gonna, she's Ava, and then when I sat down with Elliot, and she told me, my heart broke, and I was like, yeah, okay, I get it, this is what you want? Mm-hmm. I totally support it. But again, you know, when Rochelle first said it to me, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if this was going to be a transgender conversation or if this was just a simple name change. I tried to change my name in high school to Blake because I hated the name Alex. Yeah. And I got in deep doo-doo because of it. Mm. I still think Blake's a cool name.
Blake is a good name.
Or like Blaze.
Blaze. Oh, God.
American Gladiator.
If I was a male stripper, it'd be, come to the stage, Blaze.
I do. The Christmas album's very great, by the way.
Thank you. Love it.
A very Backstreet Christmas. Now, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun because what we like to do with our iconic boy band members is go back in time to a nice Bop Magazine questionnaire.
Oh good God.
And see if your answers still match today. From teenage AJ.
All
right, we shall see.
Hey, LA, Lance. Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round al fresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
AJ McLean with us, of course, Turkey Church, and hi, Turkey.
Oh, hey there. That's right. Okay. You know.
All right, gobble, gobble. So we're going to get to some fan questions. Okay. And by the way, if you want to ask any questions out there or ask for some advice, some tips, you can always follow us at Frosted Tips with Lance and DM us. We talk to you. The ladies here at iHeart do a wonderful job. So come, you know, play with us. All right, fan questions. Here
yes,
we go.
Yes, okay.
Least favorite song to perform live?
Quit Playing Games.
Really? Why is that?
Because it was our first single. It's like it's just the one that, it's the song that goes nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's just very linear. Yeah. And I'm just like, and we've tried to do like remixes on like the production for like the live show, just for us to jazz it up a bit, but it's still just like, meh.
And it was the first song I ever heard of you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
and the first video I saw. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if we get
We're in the rain.
My first was Everybody that I saw of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I was in England at the time.
Yeah. We were 10-year-old in the rain.
Me. Yeah. Wait, what song was your least favorite to perform?
To perform? I mean, Here We Go. But we didn't perform much because
here we go.
Yes. NSYNC has got
a classic.
I'm not into name checking myself.
Hey. Just be happy that you didn't have a, if you want it to be good, girl, get yourself a big bad boy. Dumbest song ever.
We had a few dumb ones. You know, when we went to Germany, we tested a little techno. you know. Yeah. It did not work for us.
Yeah. Fans goodness. Still want us to do that song live, and we're like, it's never going to happen. Yeah. It's never going
to
happen.
I know. Well, that's what we were just in Miami for New Year's Eve, and we went to the Miley Dolly Parton, you know, concert. And I remember my friend was saying, oh, because I wanted to hear Wrecking Ball, which I freaking love. And he was like, she never will perform that again. She said how much she will never do it because of some weird, I don't know what happened, but she just never want to perform that song again. And lo and behold, she sang it right before midnight.
Yeah, see,
and
that
with Dolly.
I just went and saw an amazing iHeart show, and Jack White performed solo. So, but, and I do know his stuff with the Wrecking Tours, and I know his, you know, some of his solo stuff, but I'm sitting there like a true fan waiting for Seven Nation Army. Like, that's the song that we all know, and he's almost at the end of his set, and he hasn't done it. I'm like, crap. And then I hear do 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 do. Like, oh, thank God! Like it made the whole night. It was worth waiting.
You have to give them what they want, and that's what I learned about Miley. Yes. She was singing her original, like Hannah Montana, you know,
like Party in the USA stuff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she sang Party in the USA.
And I was so impressed.
I still love
with
that song.
Her.
I really do.
Yes, and the crowd went because the SNL cast was there, and they went nuts over that song. And they're bringing out Paris Hilton with her
Stars
Blind.
Well, that's where they really
went.
Crazy,
yeah.
Because you know, Sia and Miley were singing "Stars Aligned," and then Paris
but like I wish
out.
I could have been at the Taylor concert when she brought out Lisa Kudrow and Lisa did "Smelly Cat." Like I'm the biggest Friends fan. Anyone knows that?
Yeah.
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall.
But you
got to
give the fans what they want. I mean, yes, give them what you want too. But you know, I don't like when artists are like, "I'll never do that one again," because it's like, come on.
No, I mean, we're always going to put our hits in the show, and we know that, even if we're tired of it. It doesn't, because here's the thing, we have four generations of fans in our shows now. So even though the fans that are like our age, they've heard it as much as we have, their kids or their grandkids haven't.
Yeah.
So it's a new song to them. Mm-hmm. So you gotta roll with the punches.
Yeah. What was your first tattoo?
First tattoo is now covered up. It was my name in tribal. It was the dumbest shit in the world.
Tribal tattoo.
Got it done by a guy named Skeletor with no teeth in a hotel room in Berlin, Germany. I was 19 years old, and then it's now since been covered up by a half-naked girl and the devil.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Oh.
What was it like? I mean, because you were in Berlin when it was just being rebuilt, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we literally got there, I mean, not long
like
after
2 years
wall.
After the wall
not
fell?
Not long after the wall came down. I mean, I actually have a piece of the wall at my house. You know, it was interesting. But it was a little dodgy because I talked to our tour manager at the time. I forgot who it was. And I'm like, I really want to get a tattoo. I've always wanted to get a tattoo. And they set us up with this guy who literally... He had teeth, but he pulled them out to do the tattoo. It was the weirdest situation. And he came with this little thing. It looked like Halls, but it was white sugar pills. Your blood sugar drops when you get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
And this was all of our first. Mine, Brian, and his brother, Harold. We all three got tattoos at the same time. And my blood sugar was fine. Brian and Harold, they looked like they just saw a ghost. So they were popping them sugar pills to try to even themselves out.
That's
so
funny.
But yeah, I've since covered it up now.
Our first tattoo, we all wanted to get the flame from our first album because we went gold somewhere, even if it was Australia or Canada, where we had like our first gold album. And I thought that might be the only time we went gold. So we're like, we got to get a tattoo to remember this. So we all got the flame except JC because he hates needles. He'll never get a tattoo. But I remember Justin and I had to call our moms to get permission.
Nice. I hate needles too, though. I honestly, I don't like, it's kind of an oxymoron, but I don't like needles because those go in. Yeah. This is just the top of your skin.
Yeah, this kind of like just scrapes.
Yeah, but I will say this, and I'm going to go on record saying this. On April 20th of this year, which is our 30th anniversary, I will be getting a Backstreet Boy tattoo.
What are you going to get?
I'm going to get the group name, and I'm getting all the boys to autograph and sign.
That's
cool. Getting all of our,
Where are you going to put it?
That I don't know yet. I don't know where I'm going to put it, but I'm going to put established in 93 and then dash infinity.
Yeah.
Because who knows when and if we'll ever stop.
You should get nice portraits of everyone's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that, but no.
Very nice portraits.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we love the show Inked. And is it Inked?
Yeah. Ink Master.
Ink Master.
Because you know, I did Inked.
Oh, you did Inked?
I did Inked, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I did Inked, yeah.
Ink Master we loved. During COVID, we watched every single episode. We binged the whole thing. And so there's so many artists that we want to connect with, but I'm sure the waiting list is 2 years
long.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, the girl that won the show I did, mm-hmm. She did my tattoo right here, which is of Elliot when she was about 4 months old, holding my finger. Mm-hmm. And then it's a locket. It's like, so she has my heart. No. Now I got to figure out what I'm going to do for lyric on this side. Mm-hmm. Something with music.
Yeah.
I just don't know what yet. And yeah. I'm also putting it off because it hurts like, it's bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It ain't fun.
No.
What's your biggest fashion regret from all your years with the band?
Oh, I have quite a few. Probably my biggest fashion regret would be, I mean, the baggy thing is still... It's still kind of here a little bit, but like I went excessive with the bagginess. Like it was obscene.
Yeah.
Like I'm a size 29 waist right now, but I went to like size 38 because the belt had to make the extra holes. Mm-hmm. And then I went through this really bad hair phase. I used to dye my hair a lot before it all fell out. And I did this like Flock of Seagulls look that was just not okay. I did it as promotion for the Black and Blue tour. And literally they attached a hairpiece to my hair and I had like this literally like Flock of Seagulls. It's it's bad.
Sounds amazing. I think you should do that again.
Well, yeah, and then the white magician outfit that I wore, we did the MTV Awards in Europe. All four guys had on like multicolored matching suits and I was in all white with a top hat. I look like a magician. It was the weirdest, like, why? But I was always trying to be different anyways. But that was like, stick out like a sore thumb different. Like,
well, you were labeled as the bad boy. You know, every group has to have the quote unquote bad boy. Do you think you live up to that image?
Absolutely not. Like, I'm not setting fire to hotel rooms and shit. Like, no. Because I had tattoos and I colored my hair, maybe, but I'm the biggest teddy bear. Like, I'm really like, I'm kind of a puss, honest to God. You know?
Don't tell people that. You've got an image.
I mean, I'm kind of a push. Yeah, now I'm a pirate, apparently. What the hell?
Oh, a pirate.
All right, the fans would like a frosted tip from you about tips to stay motivated in the gym now that you're a gym rat.
Tips to stay motivated in the gym. You know, writing is something really good. Write down your progress and write down the date and write down something. Write down a daily affirmation. When you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you look at yourself, either pre-shower, post-shower. This is something I'm going to challenge everybody out there to even try. And it's a lot harder than you think it is. Mm-hmm. Every day, say three nice things about yourself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier to talk smack about yourself than it is to actually... And you can't repeat the same thing twice.
Oh, okay.
So every day, three new things you like about yourself, that will help motivate you to want to continue on that path of health, fitness, and self-discovery. Yeah.
I've learned also something that just brings in motivation and you feel like just an accomplishment right off the bat. Wake up, make your bed. As simple as that.
Make your bed. Yep. Yeah. Make your bed. That's a huge one. Make
it is
your
a big
bed.
One.
Yeah. It is.
It just starts the day.
I never thought it would actually matter, but I'm obsessed with it. Like I do it nonstop. Mm-hmm. I'll even do it in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Like there you don't really have to, but I do because it's part of my morning like routine.
You get a win immediately. Yeah.
So
you have a win.
You immediately accomplish something. Yeah. So you're like, oh, well,
and then I go down, I have my coffee, and then I feel like I've already been productive and I haven't even started my day yet. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Need some tips on nail polish because you have a nail. What's the name of your nail polish company?
Ava Dean. Yes.
Which is great. Because of you, you've actually inspired Turkey and I to now get pedicures and we get our nails painted.
Nice.
It's kind of like our monthly thing. That's just kind of like a treat ourselves situation. But
I know we need to do it more frequently.
I know.
Because then we look down on our toes and we're like janky. Oh, we basically just have like a French manicure at that point. They've grown out.
Yeah,
because so
you can climb a tree with those things.
Weird,
right?
Disgusting.
Yeah. But it is nice. I love like taking care of my nails now. And it's
hot pink toes right now. You can't see it, but I have hot pink toes that I always do for my girls.
Mm-hmm. How can everyone find Ava Dean?
You can go to avadeanbeauty.com. We now have about 20, three shades, and we are about to launch our next level, which is going to be lipsticks and lip liners.
Nice.
Lip gloss, body scrub, hand wash, and the goal is to move into a full beauty line.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be the next Rihanna.
I mean, look, that's the goal. I mean, obviously, ladies, I know out there, you guys, and I'm guilty of it myself. Biogel is like the in thing because it lasts longer, but all of our stuff is organic. It's all natural, vegan, animal cruelty free. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to get to the biogel, sorry,
but it's important.
But surprisingly, our stuff lasts for like 3 weeks. It really does. Yeah. And it won't chip. So you don't need biogel. You just need Avidine.
And it's important these days to, you know, support a company that thinks about that kind of stuff.
We do. And we've also partnered up with a lot of amazing charities. The most recent one we did was the John Ritter Foundation. We did a very exclusive color for them, for the Pinky Promise Coalition, which was phenomenal. I know we've talked about doing colors together.
Oh, we're doing something. Yeah,
I know we are.
You said it's Backstreet Boys' 30th anniversary this year.
Yeah.
What do you guys have planned?
Not a damn thing.
What?
No,
you gotta have something.
No,
for
we just talked about this on the last leg, in Europe. We started a conversation in Europe back in November, and then we did a bunch of Christmas radio shows this past December. So Nick's a big golfer now. Howie's into golf now. Brian and I have been playing golf for eons. I've kind of partnered with a company called PXG. They've been phenomenal with me, and I've got all my boys hooked up with PXG clubs. The owner of PXG, Bob Parsons, is a veteran, and he has a lot of stuff with veterans. So we're trying to finally put together a charity golf tournament that morning or afternoon. And then that evening, party it up in Vegas. I'll be sitting back watching everyone party it up, but I will still have a good time. Mm. We just want to like not have to do anything that day and just celebrate together.
Yeah.
But we look at this as our 30th year. So we're definitely got some things up our sleeve that we're talking about. We definitely want to do some kind of a performance, something. I know we're supposed to be ending the tour up May, June in what we call the exotics. So like Dubai, Saudi Arabia, hopefully Egypt for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Maybe do something in front of the pyramids.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever do Coachella?
We've never gotten the offer. We talked about it. There's a new festival also that's supposed to be starting at some point this year. I don't know what it is. There's so many festivals. We've been talking about putting together our own festival for the longest time, and getting a lot of acts together and trying to do something not only in the U.S. but overseas as well, because there's a lot of groups that, you know, I'm sure from back in the day, remember Blümchen and all these
Blümchen, Mr. President, exactly.
So all these acts from all over the globe doing something like that could be kind of fun.
DJ Bobo,
we love Renee. We just had dinner at his house.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh,
he is
phenomenal. That man never stops.
I mean, it's what started it all, really, for all those pop groups.
I mean, honestly, that's how we started. We opened up for him.
Wait, there's something I want to know about.
Oh, okay, Turkey.
Nine inches. What?
Well, it's very important. We were discussing it earlier, and you forgot. Yeah.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at world-famous studio tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
So you competed and did very well on RuPaul's Celebrity Drag Race.
We didn't talk about celebrity.
Which we didn't discuss, and I'm like,
he's
hilarious.
He's the first celebrity RuPaul Drag Race winner.
Yeah.
And so how was that?
I have my crown and scepter at my house.
Oh, amazing. They finally,
I didn't know they were going to send it to me. And it's like, my daughters kept asking about it, and I'm like, I don't know if they're going to send it. And then sure enough,
the game.
I come back off the road and it's sitting in my office, this beautiful crown and the scepter, which they're heavy as crap.
Yeah.
And I told my girls, I'm like, this is not a toy.
Don't you touch,
please don't touch it.
I worked hard for this.
Yep. Wait, and, so how hard was that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably, like, I'm sure it did take a lot of convincing for you to do it, because this is a show I think you would love.
I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If you were to compare that to dancing, dancing was way more stress.
Well, for sure.
Way more stress. This, you know, it wasn't my first time in heels. Let's just say that. Yeah. I wore heels at my wedding.
Yes.
So it's not like I'm not. But this was my first time performing in heels.
Yeah.
Dancing in heels is a whole other ballgame.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel like a different person when you were made up?
I felt like myself. Like, yeah. I felt just at home. I felt comfortable. You know... something that that not a lot of people know, that the show kind of inspired, you know, everyone knows I've had facial hair like my whole career. I used to have a massive beard. The reason behind that was genetically in my family, we have like this extra layer of skin on our neck, and like, it always made me insecure. Yeah. I hated my profile. I hated all of it.
Same with me. That's why. Yeah.
So my daughters then started calling it my droopy, which really bumped
like droopy
me
dog?
Hard. So when I was doing RuPaul, I want to say Raven is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually
the makeup artist.
Is Ru's main makeup artist. Raven. He sat me down and he's like, "Listen, I want you to win this. Just want to give you some pointers. Take it or leave it." He goes, "Have you ever thought about taping?" And I'm like, "Is that like tucking?" He's like, no. "Taping is when we tape your eyebrows up under your wig and we pull your neck back so you have a really prominent jawline." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Whatever I got to do to win, I'm in." So the week that I was Dolly was the first time I did the taping, and I got to see what I looked like with a jawline. Mm-hmm. And I like got really emotional. Like, I was like, "Holy crap, this is cool." So literally before the show was over being taped, I booked an appointment at an amazing plastic surgeon in my area, and he did lipo and face tight, and I am over the moon about it. I feel like I'm 20 years younger. Mm-hmm. It gave me this confidence. Now I'm just like super trimmed down.
Yeah.
Like, look, I've never been a big fan of kind of weird stuff, but I get it. If it makes you feel good,
yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
But I mean, look, you know, will I ever get ab implants? No, I'm going to do that on my own. You know, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind some calf implants though,
right?
Because my God, man, right. My God,
I can't get calves.
It's a trap, dude. It's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. I have no butt.
That's
and
just
I have
genetic,
like literally though. Like matchstick legs.
Yeah, just wear pants.
I've been wearing more shorts, but it's literally, it's like, where are they? Yeah. They're not even there. It's just
I'm the same way. It's weird. My left one won't grow an inch, but the right one will. This is very strange.
So you're just always
I'm always in pants.
Got this weird little lean thing going on?
Yeah, you never wear swords.
No, I hate it because I have the littlest calves ever.
Not littler than me, bro.
I used to have great legs.
You see that tripod right there? That's basically what I'm working with right now. Okay.
I used to have great legs, like, you know, my thighs are great just because of dancing, but then once I stopped in sync, I'm like, oh, I'm not, those are just gone now. I don't know. All right, let's get to your teen magazine questions. Okay, first off, look at this. It's in your handwriting.
Oh, God.
Look at
in
that.
Your
look at, I'll show it to you guys. Whoa,
that's
cute.
My amazing handwriting. Jesus.
This probably looks, what date is this? Like 99? 98?
No, that's like 97.
97. Okay.
That's like, yeah. That, like 97. All of us went through the Caesar haircut around there, like around the same time.
Because of friends, Ross.
Yeah.
That was the big thing. All right, let's see if your answers match today.
Oh,
now,
boy,
you're answering these as you were a teenager.
Okay, I'm going to channel my inner 17, 18.
Yeah, 97, 98, whatever. All right, your first ambition.
Fireman.
No, to be an entertainer.
Oh, okay, well, shit.
You lied. You were lying.
No, I did want to be a fireman.
Okay. Who was your favorite musician and your favorite TV show?
My favorite musician, I want to say Paul Abdul.
That was incorrect.
Okay.
Your Babyface.
Oh, Babyface.
Babyface.
Shit. Okay, and then what was the other question?
TV show.
Your favorite TV
show?
Back then?
Full House?
No.
No, it was Boy Meets World.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I stole your
girl. A lot has happened between now and then.
Lance missed to steal your girl.
Okay, so I'm like zero for what, four?
He was after Topanga.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who was it after Topanga? Okay.
Favorite school subjects?
I love history and English.
You got it.
You got
ding,
it.
Ding, 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 ding. Biggest dislike?
Mm-hmm. Biggest dislike.
I don't know if I didn't think I disliked anything.
The correct answer is two-faced people.
Well, yeah, I definitely don't like
two-faced people.
Two-faced people. But right, your biggest like is entertaining.
Yes. Yes, it is.
One more over there, Turk.
Okay. What height are you? It says it right here. We had this discussion.
Oh, we were just talking about this.
So
have you two discuss this.
There it probably says 5'9".
Yes.
But my daughters have, my youngest especially, has got this weird obsession with the tape measure now. So they both want to like be taller. And they're both really, really tall for their age already. My oldest, Elliot's 4'9", and she's 10. So she's already tall. Mm-hmm. And Lyric is not far behind. If I actually relax my shoulders and I stand up straight, I'm close to 5'10". Like, I'm right there.
Okay.
I think I'm 5'9 now. I used to be 5'11 in high school, and now
but
I've
you have an extra
2 inches.
Like 4 inches of hair on me.
Yeah, I got my hair is very not great right now. All right, my last one here.
Okay.
What was your most prized possession in 1997?
My most prized
this one's cute.
In 1997, my blankie, my banky.
You had a blankie at 17?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's not what you put.
No, it was your class ring.
Your class ring.
Oh yeah. Actually, you know what's funny? I did room service throughout my blanket. It was like the worst thing in the world for me. Like, I was gut stricken. Mm. But it had so many holes in it. I was wrapped in it as a baby. Mm-hmm. And I, to this day, I only buy shirts that I can twirl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call it.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I would do.
Because I pick my fingers as like a nervous tick, mm-hmm. which is sometimes very painful.
Yeah.
But if I find shirts, they have to have a certain feeling that I can twirl.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I got that from having
me and my sister.
My bankie is what I called it.
I would do it at the edge of my blankie.
Yeah.
And I would every night.
But I would steal napkins from like hotels because it's the best texture.
Yeah, get into
sorry, all the hotels I've stolen from.
Wait, and I have one more question just because I really like the answer you put.
Yeah.
It's really mysterious.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
People would be surprised to know that
I listen to Enya.
Oh, so do I.
I love it.
I bumped me some Sail Away.
Oh, my God. That commercial with, what was the album that had all the Inya stuff on it? And I don't know. They would always play that song. And then I
love that song.
One of those. Well, that's not what your answer was.
Okay, well, what did I...
It was Meet Me and Maybe You'll Figure It Out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, because, yeah. Look at that face. That's the face of a bad boy.
That's right.
Oh, it says here, your personal message to the fans was, thank you for your patience, respect, time, I can't read this, leave and believe, I don't know, something and believe in BSB. Is this say sex up in 97?
Is that what it's saying?
Oh, I hope
up?
So.
Sex up in 97.
Yeah, see ya in 97. See ya. Sex up in 97.
Although he was the bad boy.
That says see ya in 97. Oh, okay. Oh, wait.
Gotcha. So this would have been like 96. Yeah. So
wow.
Funny. Oh my gosh.
Two-faced people. That's funny. Oh my God. Yeah. Sex up in 97.
I love it. We're just going to say it's that.
What the actual heck? What?
AJ, thank you so much for being here. You are awesome.
I have a question for you.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, I have a question for you. So, NSYNC.
Yes.
Backstreet Boys.
I've heard of them.
Stadium Tour.
Yes.
2024.
Well, you know who you have to convince.
I know. I know.
Why are you asking me?
I'm just putting it out there. I'm like, I think the world would implode.
It would be.
The world would implode if we.
It would be a moment for sure.
Yes, it would.
It would be quite a moment. But I mean, you got me.
Come on, JC. Dang it. Come on.
I mean.
Come on. Shazay, let's go.
You know who to call.
Let's go.
Bleaching his hair that day.
Come on, Shazay, let's go.
Thank you so much. How can everyone keep in touch with you out there?
You guys can follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, AJ_McLean. Go check out AvaDeanBeauty.com. And also, My Ava Dean is our Instagram. I'll see you guys again soon, I'm sure. Thank you so much for having me on the show, man.
Of course. Always great to catch up.
If I ever have my own show again, I'm going to have you guys on.
All right.
Well, first guest.
On. Okay. Right.
First guest.
You heard it first.
You can ask us anything, and we'll maybe tell the truth.
Oh, there'll be literally zero filters on mine. I know you guys are going to love that. Daniel's like, oh, great. How many more F-bombs do we have to freaking, you know, silence? There'll be a lot.
Oh, wait for Joey Fatone's episode next week.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's very E. Let's put it
that way. I was filtered today. I was trying to be good because I'm such a bad boy.
All right, guys. That's all the show I have for you. Thank you so much for listening. Don't drink and drive out there. Be good to each other. And we'll see you next week with Mr. Joey Fatone, Turkey Turchin. Love you so much.
I love you, too.
Sorry you didn't get to talk much today, but, you know, I'm just catching up with a friend over here.
It's okay.
I know.
I'm taking it all in.
We got some serious things we had to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
All right, guys. Follow us on all our social medias, at Frosted Tips with Lance. That's how you talk to us. DM us. Ask for whatever tips you want from, I guess, the next guest after Joey is. We don't know yet. Oh, we don't know yet. It's going to be a secret. But
I'll come
wearing
prosthetics. It'll be me again, with a different accent.
But stay tuned to our socials so you'll get the hint before we release that so we can ask some questions. All right, guys. We love you so much. See you next week. Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance.
And Michael Turzenart.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.